as protesters took a stand outside of the Board of Governors meeting last week on the UF campus. There are being calls for education without borders.
As a community, I think like my people were attacked.
How this is directly impacting students from so-called countries of concern, and what the future holds for the legacy of UF. It is Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Caitlin Schiffer, and you're listening to The Point on WUFT News. After the passing of Senate Bill 846 in December, 200 people with signs, whistles, and passion protested outside of the Rights Union to exclaim their hurt and anguish from the prohibition of what UF calls students from countries of concern for the 2024-2025 academic school year. I spoke to Johnny Liu, a graduate student at the University of Florida, about how, as someone with Chinese citizenship, he feels this legislation is at all vindicated, and how he believes this will affect the view of the place he calls home. Senate Bill 846, for anyone who doesn't know, it prohibits state universities and state colleges from accepting grants from or participating in partnerships or agreements with a college or university based in a foreign country of concern. And those countries of concern are China, Iran, Venezuela, Russia, Cuba, Syria, and North Korea. When this legislation went into effect very recently, did you feel targeted by this regulation?
I personally, as Johnny Liu, I did not feel targeted, but I think as a community, as at whole, I did feel targeted, because I think the issue that underlies here isn't really about the academics. I don't think there was anything wrong with bringing students from other countries over and doing exchange students or research. I think this is a way for the government to throw jabs at countries or people that they're not, or countries that they're not happy with and government that they're not happy with. So I personally did not feel attacked, but as a community, I think my people were attacked.
Now knowing this, in hindsight, let's say you were just applying to the University of Florida, I don't know, now, would you reconsider coming to the school knowing that they've put these restrictions in place?
I 100% would, especially now, I'm here and I love it here and I've had a great experience here. I would say if I was applying, looking from the outside in, if the first thing that I look up about Chinese students at the University of Florida is that they're not welcome, and that there's actually official laws put in place banning Chinese students, or trying to prevent as many Chinese students coming to a Florida university, I would either A, not really consider this university as an option, or I would just not apply to it flat out.
Definitely. And so international students actually make up 33.3% of the total UF grad students from a report in 2022, with Chinese students making up 1,165 students. And now a lot of faculty members and students are changing their minds and maybe leaving the university potentially. And there's a concern about not getting the best students anymore. What do you think of this? And what do you think this will do to the reputation of UF as of now, as it is a top 10 public university?
I believe that I love the concept of going abroad to another university to do research, because not only is a student able to gain extra resources and expand their horizon and do more research than what they're limited to, I think for the university too, it's a great advantage and a great resource for the university as well to have these students from a diverse background that might have a different skill set or might know something that our researchers from our colleges don't. I think it definitely is a detrimental harm to, I think it could definitely harm our ranking and what research we crank out, because the whole point of students coming abroad to study is so that we could use their knowledge and the research that we want to do on campus, also give them the resources to deepen their understanding of the field that they're in. So I think this bill just harms both parties. It harms the school as a whole, which which could result in us losing our ranking. We already went from 5 to 6. And then it just gives people less opportunities.
As someone whose race and ethnicity is being criticized, what do you believe the next steps of this process should look like for students like you?
I will say I'm very fortunate that my community here at UF, the friends that I have and the orgs that I'm in, I haven't felt no sort of discrimination or anything, which I'm very, very grateful for, but I know that is not the case for all people. I think providing more support, whether that be like through campus resources or just like support groups for Chinese international graduate students, just because like they already feel like, because they're already feel like they're not home, like they're away from their home country, and for the, and like for a bill to target them specifically is really detrimental, and like they're already stressed out enough about doing research and passing exams. This isn't something that like we need to add onto their plate. So I would say like next steps are definitely having support from, but I think like yes, the best thing ever is to get the bill overturned and for it to not turn into law. But obviously that's a much bigger reach that a lot of people don't have control over within our like reach. I say like as like friends or colleagues or classmates of Chinese international students, it would definitely be good to like just kind of like reach out, like spend more time with them and like make sure that they feel like, make sure that you make them feel welcome even if the government is not.
That was Johnny Liu, graduate student at the University of Florida, about the detrimental consequences of Senate Bill 846 for international students of Florida colleges and universities, and what the next steps look like moving forward. And now for today's top stories from around the state. The Florida Department of Health in Alachua County has issued a rabies alert. Main Street Daily reports three raccoons with confirmed cases were discovered in the southwest region of the city of Alachua. A county press release stated that all citizens and visitors should be aware that rabies may be present in the wild animal population. The rabies alert is for 60 days. The Department of Health warns that people and domestic animals should avoid physical contact with wild animals. That includes bobcats, coyotes, otters, skunks, foxes, and bats. For more information, visit floridahealth.gov/rabies or contact DOH Alachua at 352-334-7930. The Florida Supreme Court is awaiting to hear arguments in pandemic lockdown and student fees case. The News Service of Florida reports, on June 5th, the state Supreme Court will hear arguments in a dispute about whether the University of Florida should return fees to students because of a campus shutdown early in the COVID-19 pandemic. The lawsuit seeks refunds of paid fees for transportation, health care, and athletic services that were not provided because of the shutdown. A key issue in the lawsuit, and others like it, is whether the university breached a contract when it did not provide services linked to the fees. The opinion of the First District Court of Appeals said that UF is shielded by sovereign immunity, a legal concept that generally protects government agencies from liability. The city of Gainesville, Santa Fe College, and the county government are seeking alliances to combat gun violence. WUFT reports, the three are working together as a part of the Community Gun Violence Prevention Program, which begins in December. Until then, Brandy Stone, the community health director with Gainesville Fire Rescue, says the group wants other Gainesville organizations to join the effort to combat gun violence, as it was declared a public health concern in 2023. The Gainesville Police Department reported between 2022 and 2023, there was a 30% increase in gun-related death and a 27% increase in gun-related injuries. The entities will work together to cover the program's costs, pursue additional grant opportunities, and provide updates on the program's progress. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every weekday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org to subscribe and view our most recent issues. I'm Caitlin Schiffer, and you're listening to The Point out of the University of Florida's College of Journalism and Communications. Have a great Wednesday.